This is HPR episode 1708 entitled New Nano Editor. It is hosted by JWP and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, JWP mails in an episode on the editor New Nano.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good day, and welcome to JWP's Linux and Open Source Moment. Hey, today I'm going to talk about my editor. A lot of people talk about VI and Emacs and stuff, and I do a little bit of Emacs from time to time. I actually have a little MIPS thing that used to be a file server from D-Link that I only run Emacs on, and I try to do everything with Emacs, but that's not what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about Nano, GNU Nano. So what is Nano? Nano is a text editor for Linux-like computing or operating environments using a command line interface. It emulates the Pico text editor, part of the Pine email client, and also provides functionality in contrast to Pico. Nano is licensed under the GNU General Public License, GPL, and was released as free softwareware by Chris Allegretta in 1990. Today, Nano is part of the GNOU project. Nano was first created in 1999 with the name TIP, T-I-P, This Isn't Pico, by Chris Allegretta. His motivation was to create a free software replacement for Pico, which was not distributed under a free software license. The name change to Nano happened in 10 January 2000 to avoid naming conflict with an existing utility called TIP. The name comes from the system SI prefixes, to which Nano is 1,000 times larger than Pico. In February 2001, Nano became part of the GNU project. Okay, now the GNU project is the thing that Richard Stallman does at the MS. Nano implements some of the features that Pico lacks, including colored text, regular expression, search and replace, scrolling, and multiple buffers, rebindable key support, and experimental ongoing undoing of edit and changes. On 11 August 2003, Chris Aguilera officially handed the source code and maintenance to Nano over to David Lawrence Ramsey. On December 2007, Ramsey stepped down as Nano's maintainer. Now, the wiki article doesn't say who's doing it now, so I probably got to go find that out. So, what's going on with Nano that makes it, you know, really easy, especially for the first-time Linux user? So Nano, like Pico, is keyboard-oriented. It's controlled with control keys. For example, control plus 0 saves the current document. Control plus W goes to the search menu. Nano puts a two-line shortcut bar at the bottom of the screen, listing many of the commands available in the current context. For a complete list, you just go to the help, which is control plus G on the screen. Unlike Pico, Nano uses meta keys to toggle its behavior. For example, meta slash S toggles smooth scrolling mode on and off. Almost all the features that can be selected from the command line can be dynamically toggled on keyboards. Without the meta key, it's often mapped to the escape key, such as to simulate meta plus S, or one has the escape key, then release it, and then the S key. Nano can use pointer devices such as mouse to activate functions that are on the shortcut bar as well. Okay, and so I'm doing my LPI, the Linux Instinals LPI, the first one, and I'm doing it at FOSDAM when I go and see Dave and Ken Fallon. I met Dave at Aug Camp, and Ken, he said that Ken was coming to FOSDAM in Brussels, so I'm studying up for the test. I'm going to take it Sunday afternoon. And it was really interesting what was going on, that inside the paperwork for the test, that the Linux Instinals focuses on Nano as the default browser. Okay, and so under section 3.3 of the study material for the Linux Instinals test, it talks about Nano in the free book format, free Creative Commons book that you get from, let's read it. So if you want to do the Linux Instinals, the LPI introductory program, a company called Linup Front GmbH in Darmstadt, Germany made a book about this, and you can download it. It's Linup Front GmbH is a leading supplier of high quality training materials for Linux and open source topics at reasonable prices for self-study, school, higher education training. Okay, and so this is so the license for this book was Creative Commons minus BY/NC/ND unported license. You may copy, distribute it, and make it publicly available as long as these conditions are met. Attribution: you must make it clear that this document is a product from Linux Front. No commercial use. You may not use this document for commercial purposes. Contact if you want to use this document personally. No derivatives. You may not alter, transform, or build the document on this document. Contact us if necessary. So that's the license that these guys use, and it's a great, so far it's a great book. And so back to 3.3 and GNU Nano. Okay, so Nano works with the Alt key and the Control key. Mostly the Control key was all that I used before I did this, but you can also do Alt key stuff. Saving text is Central plus zero or Central while pressing zero. Nano asks you the name of the file, and then you put it in. And quitting Nano, of course, is Control and X. And if your text contains unsaved modifications, Nano will ask you about the saved modifications. Loading files. So if you're inside Nano, you can do Control R, and it will ask you for the file, right? For the file name, if you know it. And cutting and pasting, and this is something I didn't know. So you can do Control K to cut, and Control U to paste, and you can do Control, and then that little like it sort of looks like a heel over the 6 key to mark, and you can cut it out and mark. And so inside their book, they have several things where you do Control K, Control A. Or this control with this little, I guess it's sort of like two-thirds of a triangle is what it looks like. So you got the tip, but not the base of the triangle. And again, Control G. Control G is the for all the help. And I really had no idea that this was it. All right. This is the first of the mini segments for this LPI certification. Hey, thank you very much for your time. If you need to reach me, I'm at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.